Good morning, good people of Unity. 8 years ago, my wife and I joined this community. And I remember on the spring classes, we have these different classes, but one of them really caught my attention. It was the prosperity class. You see, in that time, prosperity, spirituality, how this connected? I couldn't figure it out. So I was really intrigued. So we came to the class, and I still was pondering, what's this about? What's this about? And then already, even before class began, I thought, oh, it's about tithing. And I whispered to my wife ear, and she said, no. I said, yes. And of course, I was right. The tithing, the T words, the boogeyman of a spiritual world. We don't like to talk about this. It's very personal. It's scary. So this is my take on this. I believe that tithing is an ancient spiritual ritual that is adjust your space around you and harmonize your future. I'm doing this for a long time now, and I'm really personally experiencing this. And then I thought, how this works, really, because I have this man mind. I need to explain myself how this works. I cannot just say fully, like, oh, yeah, I just believe in this. No, no. It has to, I have to check on this. I have to figure it out, how this works. And the way I see it, this works as an energy exchange. You see, we live in the world which is completely surrounded by different energies, and these energies connect to each other, interfering with each other, moving with one to another. So, what do you think the most important energy source for us as a human we have here? What is it? No. No, you can live without love, but you cannot live without air. Clean air. 2-3 minutes, you don't have it, you're gone. Simple as it is. But what are we doing with this? It's inhale. You're holding this for a moment. There are things going on here in your lungs, right? Give you some energy, and you just exhale, let it out. That's how everything works. Let me ask you another question. What is this? Money. But what is actually represented? This money in my hands. You see, I put my energy, my knowledge, my skills out there. I give the world that surrounds me my energy. And back, it's come back to me with this. Many of those, but that's all right. Let's just put it aside. One of those, right? So right now, it's represent, as long as I own this, as an energy source for me. Because now, to have this in my hands, to have ownership of this, I can go out there back to the world and exchange this energy to another things. Things maybe I don't need much. But that's another different story. And most of us thinking, oh, I deserve this. I deserve this. I own this. It's 100% mine. But ancient spiritual wisdom teaches us it's not. It's yours only on 90%, 10%. If you want a chance to connect back to divine, you need to give it back to the divine. And this is very not easy to explain concept. Thing is, we always try to receive goodness. And we're receiving this day and night, week after week. This source, divine source around us, feed us, supporting us. And we're always thinking, oh, this is it. This is all mine. This is all for me. It's not enough. give me more, give me more. And you think it's just on one-way road. It's all for you up there, and you take it, and it's still not enough. I have my these funds and these funds and this money. I need money for your upfront. I need this one, and I take care about that one. And it's still not enough. Give me more. And there is a way to live like that. That's fine. But there is a different road, higher road. But that higher road, spiritual road, has a two lanes. One's to you, come to you. And one's good out of you. Out. That's right. That's right. But to give is not enough. You're saying, what? I already give, it's not enough? No. Just to give is not enough. You have to give to a particular place. You have to give to the place where it's spiritually connected to. We call it to the spiritually fed, what I spiritually fed. Let me tell you a story. A few years ago, actually many years ago, before Kristen came to us, we have a wonderful Reverend David MacArthur, and that time someone visited us for a while. And then after several Sundays, this gentleman came to David after the service, and he said, thank you, but I'm not coming back. And David was like, whoa, did we say something? Did we did something wrong? Why you not? And he told very remarkable things. He told him, I want to know that the God will punish me if I will do something wrong. And we clearly do not believe in that. And it was clearly not a place for him here. He recognized that and he left. So it is very important. Its essence, it's really just to really know that you have connection to this. You understand what it is. You understand what we're believing in. That your inner core had this connection. And you tithing to this connection, 10% of your income to this place. That will be beneficial to you. And of course, there is a question. Why? Why 10%? Dimitri, why? Can I have 3? Can I give you 3%? 5? 7? Actually, it was a question I was pondering myself too. Why 10%? And I played with that idea. I gave less for a while. I get more for a while. I didn't give for a while. It was just got back and forth in my first 3-4 years when I started doing this. And what I actually find out that if you give less than 8%, it will not make much difference in your life. You will not feel the difference. You not see the difference around you if you do less than 8%. And if you do 12% or more, it overwhelms you. It's become so many things are happening to you. It's unbelievable. On actually, just last summer, Kristen, we were having this conversation. I told Kristen, okay, let me try to do 12%. I know we have this financial hardship. I can do 12%. It's not a problem. And after this, 2 months in a row, I was doing 12%. My life became miserable. This phone was calling like crazy. People were just things was just popping up like you know, like mushrooms of the rains. Just like, I was so stressed out. I don't know. And then I thought, what did just happened? 2 months ago, I promised somebody something, right? So I have to fix this. Actually, then it's come down. On September, I started doing 10%. It's just fine. It's just by the October, November, just come down a little bit. Like, oh, now it's leaving. Now it's leaving, right? And of course, some of you can, you know, listen to me and think, ah, oh, Dimitri, it's all in your head. You're imagining things. And if you're imagining things, it's working for you. Hey, you know, now you're just doing this BS on us. Almost the same conversation I had with my wife around 3 years ago. You see, we took class with David together. But she stopped doing tithing, and I was continuing doing tithing all these years, on and off in the beginning, and then continue last 5 years nonstop. And she said the same thing. It's all in your head, Dmitry. And we kind of a little bit argue about this, but you see, if you married 25 years, you're not arguing with your woman. You said, yes, dear, and you move on. So I said, okay, hey, listen, okay, let's do experiment. Let me stop tithing to the unity, and then I'm going to continue tithing to myself. I'm a very spiritual person. Very spiritual. I need money to continue my spiritual education. Maybe we'll do something spiritual with them. So, and then I said, listen, we have to not worry about it. I'm booked for 3 months up front. I have plenty of work sent up after that. It's no problem. We just keep rolling. 3 months left. I came back to her and said, remember our conversation? She said, yeah, I remember. I said, well, you know, this project I was working on is done. It's all good. But then there is no work. There's no more work. And she was like, what? I said, baby, I got this. I got this. So I got this, whatever I collect for 2.5 months, and I brought to Unity. Freak up John. John was freaking out. He was at the office like, woo-hoo. I said, just John, just chill. It's for 2.5 months. I just collected on my box. So, and then 2 weeks later, everything just came back. Just my phone start ringing again. Things start happening. It's just moving along. It's no problem. But you know what the most common conversation I have with people when I start talking about tithing? Oh, I don't have enough to give. I need for this and for this and for this. If you feel this way, you will be a very good candidate to my upcoming prosperity class. You see, you think the divine source put you here on this plane and just abandon you here? There is nothing. Like, you said, okay, just struggle. Just try to figure out what's going to be in 4 years. Try to figure it out. And then 4 years come, now continue struggle. No. There is a different way of living. But you have to see it. You have to really understand how things work here. And of course, those who said, hey, Dmitry, don't worry about it. I got it. I don't need this. Usually, it's people have more than enough. Usually, these people already have fat accounts. And they take care about it. You can't take care about your problems. The problem with this answer or way of living, you still live within the problems. You just take care about this. You just struggle. You just have the money to fix it, but it's consistently struggle. There's no harmony here on this kind of living as well. But this is not one for sure, I will tell you. This is not some kind of magic wand story. Oh, I'm going to start doing this and I get what I want. No. Maybe you get what you want, but mostly you get what you need. And I want to be really distinguished here. This is not about really what you want, but it's really what you need. And our problem, we really don't know what we need. We think we need this, but divine intelligence is telling you something different. And if you're hearing enough, you're seeing things, that will be a little bit different. And of course, there is this misunderstanding about if you go somewhere and you donate it to some activities, if in the church, if you're doing some other things, if you donate it to the homeless share, those other programs, you feel, oh, I do my share. No, I'm sorry, you're not. Yeah. You're not. You see, the tithing is to really let it go. You see, the two things, you have to have at least, between 9 and 11. Okay, let's settle on this. 10 will be a perfect number, 10%. You have to give to the place of a spiritual growth. But you have to let it go. You cannot have any control. You cannot say, oh, my money goes to watering the lawn. No, that will be not tithing. By the way, our church doing tithing as well. I don't know if you know this or not. But whatever sum we collect through the months, 10% goes to the sources. We spiritually connected, spiritually fed to. So we walk our talk, right? Like we said. Yeah. Yep. And then, of course, there are people who knows me that I'm doing this for a while now, and I never keep it secret. So they sometimes come to me and say, "Oh, Dimitri, I'm so happy you're supporting our community." I usually laugh. Like, well, not in the front, but I'm kind of in my head, I'm usually laugh. But the thing is, you see, I'm supporting my community before I start doing tithing, when I was putting $5, $10. In a good Sunday morning with the good mood, I would put $20 in the basket. That was I supporting my community, that just feel good. That's what you do. But to do month by month, year by year, 10% of my income just to supporting community? No, I love you guys, but not that much. You see, we have to really recognize who's the first beneficial here. Because sometimes it really got confusing. You're doing this to support the light, you know, to keep our lights on. Yes, you do. But that's a secondary. First of all, you're doing this for yourself. You're the beneficiary of this process. This is not something easy to understand and easy to grab. I understand. But it's just, that's what it is. Several years ago, we host this Unity West Region conference here. And as a board of trustees, I was here as well because I was just like host, you have to welcome people. And this was a very interesting experience. Like, Reverend? It reminded me of one of my favorite movie, K-Pax, with Kevin Spacey, when he was meeting some scientists. It was like, Doctor, how many doctors on this planet? The same feeling. How many reverends on this planet? All this place was filled with reverends. And they travel with their own prayer chaplain. I was like, whoa, people, you serious? So this lady, tall, beautiful, came to the stage before the meeting began. And with a loud, deep voice said, "God is good. God is here." And I was sitting in the back, I was like, oh. I don't remember much about this meeting, but I remember that particular moment, which was absolutely phenomenal. But how this affects me? Anytime when I got my basket, just, you know, handle the basket to me, I remember this. God is good, and God is here. So when you put something up there, it is important to claim it. It is very important because, see, this $100 banknote, it's mine only when it's on my hands. Once I pass it, I'm losing the ownership, right? So when you put your checks in the basket, that's good. Because, you see, that piece of paper has a name of you, of your name of it. If you do electronically, that's good too. We encourage them just, you know, life is easy. But the truth is, that's fine. And when it comes to you, make an effort. Have this kind of imaginary, like, oh, now money at this moment coming and filling this basket from me. It's come from me, from my heart. And if you do cash, I usually do cash. I'd like to raw. Not raw meat, but a raw power. So I usually do this. I actually put the money in an envelope, and I put my name on it. That's what I usually do. And because that's really important, like I said, you have to claim it. You have to make sure it's yours. 8 years ago, I took a prosperity class with Reverend David. And that has changed my life. Today, this opportunity is standing in front of you. Can you recognize this? Can you adjust your priorities and see that with a little bit of effort and commitment, that could be your chance to change your life as well. So thank you. Thank you. And we have a affirmation of the week. I'm living a happy, a harmonious life. Thank you.